Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to do our devotional series from the Suffer Well devotional series. I pray everyone is doing wonderful out there that's listening today. I'm going to read the devotional, and then we're going to do a little teaching on it. So please follow along. So we're going to start off. This is the 173rd reading of the Suffer Well devotional series, and you can see more of that series at sufferwell.org. So as we read, it says, the title is Me and You, and it says, listen to me, loved one. How could I not see only but the best in you? Do you realize it is my spirit in you that I connect with? It is me and you that I call out to. When we fellowship, it is my very own spirit that is in fellowship. And now it is no longer only my spirit, but your spirit. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. Revelation 2:7 says, anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what He is saying to the churches. To everyone who is victorious, I will give fruit from the tree of life in the paradise of a wonderful Creator Yahweh. Revelation 2:29 says, anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what He is saying to the churches. And Revelation 3:22 says, anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what He is saying to the churches. Think of it as me connecting with me within you, and you are now able to enjoy the benefits. Unless, of course, you do not hear this. Only then the righteous will shine forth as the Son in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew 13:43 says, then the righteous will shine like the sun in the Father's kingdom. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. It might make sense if you stop to realize that I do all of this for my covenant's sake. Like my words teach you in Deuteronomy 7, I am a covenant keeper. I will finish my plans for your life. I am the author and finisher of your faith. Hebrews 12:2 says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Yeshua, the champion who initiates the perfects our faith. Because the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in a place of honor besides Yahweh's throne. Of course, I enjoin you to participate. For my covenant guarantees good fruit with your participation and bad fruit if not. It is when you participate that I realize my gifts called joy and peace. When you lack these things and therefore suffer, it is only because you fail to participate in the work being done. Non-participation would be as if a wonderful party was going on all around you, yet you choose to sit in the corner alone and sulk. Everything around tell you, get up, get involved, have fun, yet you decide to stay in the same isolated place. My words of encouragement, the reason I speak life and peace over you are because my Son permitted it to be so. I accepted his sacrifice once and for all. What he did for you enables me to ensure my covenant with you. I have sealed my spirit inside you, and this is what is continually made to grow in you. Yes, I will continue to advance inside of you, with or without you, but beware of resistance. It can be very painful for you. I implore you to get out of the chair and come from the corner and join the party. Don't you know by now that the party goes on into eternity? Get up, dance, rejoice, and enjoy. I am inside of you, and I demand that you give me glory. You can expect all my precious gifts after that. I have so many gifts for you, my child. Rejoice, I say rejoice. So that is our devotional for today, titled Me and You. And we're going to look at several scriptures and discuss these scriptures and discuss these concepts and everything we're looking at here. But I want you to understand the pattern of our Creator and what He's calling us to do. And I have questioned many people, why so long of disobedience? Why so many years? You claim to have accepted Yeshua as your Messiah many years ago. You've claimed to be a believer a long time. Why so many years of resistance? Why so many years of sitting in the corner while the party's going on? What took you so long to join the party? And many times people would tell me, often they would say the same answer. Yahweh had not yet opened up my eyes to see these things. And I will submit to you today Proverbs 20, verse 12. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And Proverbs 20, verse 12 says, ears to hear and eyes to see, both are gifts from Yahweh. Both are gifts from Yahweh. And He calls us to listen and obey. And He calls us to see and taste. And He calls us to be righteous and follow Him. That's what He says. Matthew 11:5 says, anyone who with ears to hear should listen and understand. Matthew 13:9, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. It talks about this over and over and over again in the scriptures. Mark 4:23, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. How many of you are ready to listen and understand? How many of you are ready to move? How many of you are ready to do this? It says in Deuteronomy 29:4, but to this day, Yahweh has not given you minds to understand, or eyes to see, nor ears to that hear. That was way back in Deuteronomy 29:4. And I will tell you, He's given it to us now. He's opened up the gifts. He's presented them to us. Every single one of us, if we would just be still and know that He is Yahweh, would understand what He wants us to do. Eyes to see and ears to hear. How many of you are willing to taste and see? How many of you want to feel the great joy that comes? How many? Well, He offered this to people a long time ago, but because of their hardened hearts and because of their disobedience, because of their fleshly desires, because of their worldly desires to follow the enemy instead of following Yahweh, they've stopped their eyes from opening or their ears from hearing. Isaiah 6:10 says, harden the hearts of these people. Plug their ears and shut their eyes. That way they will not see with their eyes, nor hear with their ears, nor understand with their hearts and turn to me for healing. Isaiah 30, verse 21 says, your own eyes will hear Him. Right behind you, a voice saying, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. And I implore you today, listen. Listen, be still, and know that He is Yahweh, and listen. He wants to take you on that narrow path. He wants you to make that choice. He's not speaking to you. He's speaking to Him within you. He just wants you to wake up and see, and taste and see. Isaiah 32:3 says, then everyone who has eyes will be able to see the truth, and everyone who has ears will be able to hear it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But here's the reality of it. Isaiah 42:20 says, you see and recognize what is right, but refuse to act on it. You hear with your ears, but you refuse to listen. We must repent, repent, and change our thinking. And we must accept what we hear. We must accept what we see. Jeremiah 6:10 says, to whom can I give warning? Who will listen when I speak? Their ears are closed and they cannot hear. They scorn the word of Yahweh. They don't want to listen at all. And this is not just for the non-believer. This is for those that claim to know Yeshua. They go to church every Sunday. They say they read their Bibles, but then they follow every pagan holiday. They reject the Sabbath. They reject the holy days of our Creator. They live against the commandments of our Creator. And they get even worse. They make excuses not to do it. They let the deception of a man tell them more than what the word of our scriptures say. We must stop this. We must stop this. Jeremiah 19:3 says, say to them, listen to this message from Yahweh. You kings of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem, this is what Yahweh of the heaven's armies is saying. The God of Israel says, I will bring a terrible disaster on this place, and the ears of those who hear about it will ring. Ezekiel 12:2 says, son of man, you live among rebels who have eyes but refuse to see. They have ears but refuse to hear, for they are rebellious people. Ask yourself today, are you a rebellious person? Are you ready to open up your ears and your eyes and listen and see and taste and see? He's calling us to such a time as this, and it's a new season in our lives to wake up and embrace. Embrace. And this is available to every person in the world. Every person in the world. For Yahweh came directly to a group of people where some accepted him, but most refused him. And then he went to another group of people where today still some accept him, but many refuse him. It's time to repent. And repentance starts with changing our minds in the way we think. And what makes us refuse these things? Acts 28:27 says, for the hearts of these people are hardened and their ears cannot hear. And they have closed their eyes so their eyes cannot see and their ears cannot hear. And their hearts cannot understand and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. Well, I'm calling you today to turn to him. Turn to Yahweh and let him heal you. He died for you. Turn to him. Turn to him. Be still and know that he is Yahweh. But Romans 8:11-8 says, the scriptures say Yahweh has put them into a deep sleep. To this day he has shut their eyes so they do not see and closed their ears so they do not hear. It was their disobedience and their rebellion. And once you're obedient, the eyes open wider every day. The ears hear more every day. You want to hear from Yahweh? Start being obedient to his word. That's what you want to do. Stop being obedient to his word. We look at and we look at the people he went to. We read in Romans 8. Well, we just read. We read Romans 9. It says, likewise, David said, let the beautiful table become a snare, a trap that makes them think all is well. Let the blessings cause them to stumble and let them get what they deserve. Let their eyes go blind so they cannot see and let their backs be bent forward. I tell you this, no matter how much we've rejected, no matter how much we've rejected to see and listen, his mercy never runs out. Just like he went to the original Jewish people and many of them rejected him, there was a remnant that accepted him. And even those that rejected him can still come to know him. We must never give up hope in others and in ourselves. Many of us have spent our lives rejecting him, but it's time we wake up. We wake up and we let him hear him and talk to him in us. Talk to him in us. And amongst us, people still refuse to listen. People will be deceived. But you right now, you listen. Taste and see how good he is. 2 Timothy 4:3 says, for a time is coming when people will no longer listen to the sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itchy ears want to hear. But no, we must rise above. We must understand what repentance means. We must listen to our wonderful Creator. And I want you to understand the privilege of holiness. We go all the way back to Deuteronomy 7. And I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read it to you, and then we're going to talk about repentance. It's repentance. It brings refreshing. Repentance is a mind change. See, the church looks at the word repentance as a curse word today. Oh, don't say that. You don't want to offend anyone. No. Yahweh calls us to repent and to come to him so we can taste and see how good he is. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 7 says, when Yahweh, your Elohim, brings you into the land you are about to enter and occupy, he will clear away many of the nations ahead of you, the Hittites, the Gershonites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. These seven nations are greater and more numerous than you. When Yahweh your Elohim hands these nations over to you and you conquer them, you must completely destroy them. Make no treaties with them and show them no mercy. You must not intermarry with them. Do not let your daughters and your sons marry with them, for they will lead your children away from the worship to other gods. Then the anger of Yahweh will burn against you, and he will quickly destroy you. This is what you must do. First, we're told what we shouldn't do. We should not mingle the seed. We should not mingle the seed. And this just wasn't a message for the Israelites going into the promised land. This is a message for us today, because he's looking to take us to his promised land, which is eternity with him. But he wants us not to mingle with those that are rejecting him. Not to mingle with the world's ways. Not to mingle with those that have accepted the enemy's ways. And he tells us, you must break down their pagan altars and shatter their sacred pillars. Cut down their Asherah poles and burn their idols. For you are a holy people who belong to Yahweh, Lord, your God. Of all the people on earth, Yahweh Elohim has chosen you to be his own special treasure. And even back then, as he was talking to the people that were set free from Egypt and the Hebrews, he's speaking to us today because he's chose us. Many are called, but few are chosen. The real thing is many are called, but few choose. If you choose to accept his gift and taste and see, he will clear the way for you. He will destroy your enemies before you. But we must understand the concept of the pattern of not mingling the seed and teaming up with those that do not taste and see. It says in verse 7 of Deuteronomy 7, Yahweh did not set his heart on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other nations. For you were the smallest of all nations. Rather, it was simply that Yahweh loves you and he was keeping the oath he had swore to your ancestors. That is why Yahweh rescued you with such a strong hand of slavery and oppression from Pharaoh and the king of Egypt. And you got to understand, everybody that's listening right now, you could say, well, you're not Israel because you are Israel, but you might have an identity crisis. But you could say, well, that was a long time ago. This is now. And I say, exactly, this is now. Just like many of the Hebrews refused him back then, his mercy, as we read here in Romans 11, his mercy never, ever runs dry. It says here in verse 11 of Romans 11, did Yahweh's people stumble and fall beyond recovery? Of course not. They were disobedient, so Yahweh made salvation available to all people. But he wanted his own people to become jealous and claim it for themselves. And that's what he wants. He wants every single person that's breathing in this world to repent and come to him. To repent and come to him. And just like the warning he gave in Deuteronomy 7:9, he said, understand, therefore, that Yahweh your Elohim is indeed Yahweh. He is faithful. Yahweh who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. But he does not hesitate to punish and destroy those who reject him. Therefore, you must obey all these commands and decrees I am giving you today. If you do listen to these regulations, listen is hearing, and faithfully obey is doing, Yahweh will keep his covenant of unfailing love with you as he promised with an oath to your ancestors. He will love you and bless you, and he will give you many children. He will give you fertility to your land and your animals. When you arrive in a land he swore to give your ancestors, he will have a large harvest of grain, new wine and olive oil, and great herds of cattle and sheep and goats. You'll be blessed above all the nations on earth. None of your men, women, or children or livestock will bear they will bear young. And Yahweh will protect you from all sickness. He will not let you suffer the terrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but will inflict all them on your enemies. Listen to this. In Exodus 15:26, he says, if you diligently follow my statutes and commands and keep my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon Egypt. And here again, he's telling us in Deuteronomy 7:15, Yahweh will protect you from all sickness. He will not let you suffer from the terrible diseases that was in Egypt. If you listen and you obey. Listen and obey. But then he goes on to say, if you don't destroy these things, and if you continue to mingle the seed, not only will I give you those same diseases, I will give you new diseases you never even heard of yet. It's simple. We're sick, sick, sick place and time of history right now. But the medicine, the cure, and the answer is repentance. repentance and come to Yahweh. Come to Yahweh, for he is so good. He wants us to repent. The Bible says repentance brings refreshing. The Bible says repentance leads to refreshing and to change our minds and to change our heart, that we will listen. But we must realize and admit, Psalms 51:4 says, against you and you alone I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. We must turn. We must repent. He gives us the grace through Yeshua Messiah, who died for us. Who died for us so that we would taste and see and hear the difference. Remember, he's speaking to him inside of us. That's what he wants to happen. And he grants us this repentance out of his grace. Acts 11:18 says, when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified Yahweh, saying, then Yahweh had to also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. John 6:44 says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. And the last day I will raise them up. 2 Timothy 2:25 says, correcting his opponents with gentleness. Yahweh may perhaps grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of truth. And Acts 5:31 says, Yahweh have exalted his right hand, this very man as our leader and savior, in order to extend repentance and forgiveness to all the sins of Israel. God commands us all to repent and put our faith in Yeshua. He died for us. How many people have you told that? How strongly do you believe that? Yahweh commands all persons to repent and to put our faith in Yeshua. Acts 17:30 says, Yahweh overlooked the people's ignorance about these things in their earlier times. But now he commands everyone to repent in their sins and turn to him. Turn to him. Matthew 4:16 and 17 says, the people who sat in darkness have seen great light. And for those who lived in a land where death cast its shadow, a light has shined. From then on, Yeshua began to preach, repent of your sins and turn to Yahweh, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Mark 1 verse 15 says, the time promised by Yahweh has come at last. He has announced the kingdom of Yahweh is near. Repent of your sins and believe in the good news. We can only get repentance with his forgiveness when we turn and we repent. Repentance is the result of your true faith in Yeshua. The evidence that you truly believe what your lips said when you said you accepted him and you want your life to change. The evidence that you're listening, the evidence that you're seeing is all shown in your repentance. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Yeshua, he is a new creature and the old things are passed away. Behold, all new things, all things become new. Matthew 17 verses 16 to 17 says, you'll recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a bad tree produces bad fruit. Luke 3 verse 8 says, therefore produce fruit consistent with repentance. Going on to verse 14, it says, and don't start saying to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you that Yahweh is able to raise up children for Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe is ready to strike the root of trees. Therefore every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. What then should we do? The crowds were asking him. He replied to them, the one who has two shirts must share with someone who has none. And the one who has food must do the same. Tax collectors also come to be baptized, and they asked him, teacher, what should we do? And he told them, don't collect any more than what you have been authorized. Some soldiers also questioned him, what should we do? He said to them, don't take money from anyone by force or false accusation. Be satisfied with your wages. Yahweh's kindness and patience leads to repentance. Hallelujah. Romans 2:4 says, or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that Yahweh's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, Yahweh is not slow concerning his promise, as some regard slowness, but being patient toward you, because he does not wish for anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. It says in Ezekiel, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. And I'm telling every one of you listening today, We've been brought up living a life of sin, following the enemy. That's the way we've been trained. We haven't been spoken or taught about love. We haven't been shown by our family, by our friends, how to love. But we've been shown by Yeshua how to love. We've been shown by Yahweh through giving us Yeshua how to love. And we must choose. We must choose. So we want to shed our old self of being taught these world ways and following the enemy and having all the hardships of the world? Or are we ready to get up and join the party of Yahweh and experience the joy that comes along with being obedient to his holy word? A change must take place. But this change isn't done alone. This change is done with Yeshua helping us. And it says his yoke is easy. I'm telling you all, stop thinking about the good things you've done and stop concerning yourself of how much disobedience you've been showing our Creator. And how many of you are ready to listen to his truth, to be still and know that he is Yahweh? How many of you are ready to die to yourself and follow him? Give up everything to just follow him. When Yeshua came to them, he said, follow me. And they dropped everything and they followed him. We must do the same. We must do the same. 1 John 1:9 says, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. And that's what I call us to do today. Remember, as we read in our devotional today, he is a covenant keeper and he wants us. He wants us. It's his spirit in us that he wants us to listen. He's given us ears to hear and eyes to see, but we have control over these things. And it's time we just shed ourselves from the world and we listened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we can know that the good things he planned for us a long time ago are available to us right now. And this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. So I call everyone here today to get up and taste and see how good he is. How good he is. And all the greatness and the gifts that he gives us. And we have this great opportunity. So many gifts he has for us. So many gifts for us. We need to rejoice. Rejoice in that. Well, this is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you very much for listening to today's message. Please join us on the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, for prayer every morning, live prayer, corporate prayer together. And have a blessed, blessed day today and enjoy your new life. Repent and enjoy your new life. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day today, everybody. Yahweh be with you. Shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-833-3753.
Join Pastor Jonathan McLean in Abundant Life Assembly of God Church each Sunday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here on your Good News Station, WCNO.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Pastor LeSueur Bradley and the Baptist Bible Hour